You're listening to Archer Radio. Welcome to the show. If you are a new listener, thank you for downloading and listening to my podcast. If you're an oldie but a goodie, thank you for downloading and listening to me again. I will probably be podcasting two or three times a week. This is not comedy, this is not political, this is just me yakking about whatever the hell I feel like yakking about. And first up, I want to talk about some changes or some new things for the podcast. The first one is that I finally have voicemail number. You can call me at 1-206-600-4763 and leave a voicemail message, and I might incorporate it into a future podcast. So feel free to give me a call and leave a voicemail message. Also, I'm now on the Skype network. You can, although I haven't gotten a phone call on Skype yet, I don't even know how to work it, but you can help me try it out. My Skype name is Archer2. That's A-R-C-H-E-R-R-2. And one more piece of business. I wanted to let you know that next week I hope to figure out my RSS feed. I know that it seems like every podcast that there is people subscribe to a RSS feed and they get their updates that way. Well, while I consider myself relatively techno savvy, that's one thing I haven't figured out yet. And Wanda Wisdom at Lucky Bitch Radio has offered to help me, but I'm just not there yet. Thank you, Wanda, and I might be getting in contact with you next week about an RSS feed. So enough about the business. I want to talk about some of the podcasts I've been listening to lately. Not that this is going to become a podcast review show or anything, but I did want to mention that John Ong of Online, he mentioned me on his most recent podcast, and I appreciate that. And he also played a voicemail message that I left him, thanking him for some information about the iRiver. And then just literally a few minutes ago, I got an email message from him telling me how to incorporate the voicemail messages into my podcast, which, of course, I will be doing as soon as someone calls me and leaves me a message. This is all new and all fun to figure out, and I just love this technology stuff. So thank you, John, for giving me that information and for mentioning me. I appreciate it. I wanted to mention as well that Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio, just about her, that she got a contract with Sirius Radio, or through Adam Curry for his show on Sirius Radio, which is going to start on May 13th. Adam Curry is starting the show on Sirius Radio, which is the satellite radio, and he's going to be playing podcasts, all different kinds of podcasts. And listening to Madge Weinstein, I heard that she got a contract to do her show on there. So congratulations to her. Of course, I'll continue to listen to her because I love her. She's a bloated lesbian, and she's funny. Also, has anyone listened to the Paris Hilton podcast? She has her own little podcast going. I think it's supposed to run for, I don't know, 8 to 10 days before her movie comes out. What's it called? House of Wax. She was podcasting last week on Thursday and Friday. I think it was Thursday and Friday, about her appearances on Good Morning America and Regis and Kelly. Now, in terms of podcasts, it's not the greatest podcast. However, she's obviously got some editing people doing it for her, because I don't think she could do it on her own. She does love the iPod, so I know she's familiar with that. But she just kind of sounds stupid. Like, I don't know what she's recording on or how she's doing it or whatever, but You know, there are sound effects, and when she cusses, they beep out the cuss. Now, in the podcast world, you can just say whatever the hell you want, and you're not being beeped out because you're the editor. I think Paris Hilton doing a podcast actually takes us into the beginning realms of celebrity podcasts or commercial podcasts or whatever, but as soon as you start beeping words out, that's the editing or censorship that I don't think most podcasters care for. I did listen to her first two shows, and I didn't check today to see if she's got another one, but I have to check it out. Another podcast that I just started listening to was Jimmy McBean of Relish Radio. I'm not sure where he's from. Oh, no, he's from Chicago. There seems to be an awful lot of podcasters from Chicago, or at least the Chicago area, the Midwest area. I don't know. Or maybe that those just happen to be the ones that I'm listening to, but it seems like there's an awful lot in Chicago. In any case, Jimmy McBean is another queer caster who talks about all kinds of stuff. I think his first show was all about sex. But his latest one was about, he's reading a book, something about like detoxing your body in 7 days or something like that. And like the first 3 days, you don't eat any food. In any case, I don't need to go into his show. You can always go to his site and download it. Of course, I'll have a link on my blog. But left a message on his voicemail giving him encouragement and hoping that everything works out well for his detox. Not that he's into drugs or anything, but I think he's just trying to get his body cleaned out to, I don't know, lose weight or something. Anyway, enough about that. But you can just go there and listen to his podcast. Because there, again, it's interesting, and we all, the queer cast, have to support each other. So if you're listening to me, hopefully you'll go and listen to him. I don't know. But in any case, I like his new show, or his show. Another one that I think that's been podcasting for a while is, I can't remember if I already mentioned them once or not, but it's called Urban Family Night, and it's like a bunch of guys, or gay guys, and a fag hag and her boyfriend. I shouldn't call her a fag hag, but a girl and her boyfriend, and they sit around and talk about all kinds of stuff, and of course lots of it is sexual in nature, but that one's pretty funny. So I listened to that one too, but they only podcast like once or twice a week. I think it's twice a week. But that's another one I'm enjoying. Enough about podcasting. I don't want to turn this into like a review of podcasts or anything like that, but I'm just enjoying them so much, and you get ideas, and you wonder how they're incorporating interviews and what technology they're using. And the one good thing is that I found that if you email these people and you just ask them a question, they'll write you back and tell you what you want to know. So I think it's a pretty tight-knit community, at least. There doesn't seem to be a huge amount of podcasts out there, although all the ones I was listening to mentioned getting a vote on Podcast Alley. Well, I'm not even on Podcast Alley, and I don't really know, again, I don't know enough about it to really get into it. I just like doing this and having people listen to it, so. But I know that PodcastAlley.com is almost like a clearinghouse of all the podcasts, and there's a good big group of gay podcasters on there too. So if you're looking for excuse me, a different podcast or a funnier podcast or a more queer podcast, you know, you can always check out the listings on podcastahi.com and see what they have there. Actually, I think that's how I found John Ong and Urban Family Night, although I don't remember exactly. You know, so much stuff just goes together. I actually did have some other topics I want to talk about. I think I wrote on my blog about how frustrated I was with installing Mac OS X 10.4 Tiger on my iMac G5. I was extremely frustrated yesterday. I must have gone through the process like 4 times. Well, I figured out what was happening. Every time I got to the point where it was verifying the disk, it kept hanging up. So I did the repair disc and the verify disc and all this stuff. And I guess what I did is at some point I deleted some files and it has an incorrect file count or something. So it sounds like I'm going to have to delete my entire system and reinstall it from scratch, or erase the drive and start from scratch, which is fine, I can do that. But the only problem with that is it takes so fucking long to do it, and then you have to reinstall all the programs you downloaded or you have on disk or whatever, and it literally takes hours and hours and hours. But you end up with an extremely clean system software that would probably run a lot smoother than it currently does. So what I've decided to do, because I was so frustrated last night, I was taking up so much fucking time, I decided to take a day off of work. So next Tuesday, I took off work, and I'm going to spend the entire day working on my computer, just installing the software. I already backed up my entire computer, and I'm doing that much more regularly now. That's a way to say that. Of course, if I'm speaking incorrectly, Mr. Poos of Poos Radio will listen to it, and he'll say, "Oh, I don't like the way he said that," or he'll know the right way to say it, because he seems to be into linguistics and that's probably not even the right word. He's into grammar and speaking properly. In any case, the point being that I'm going to take off a day from work and spend the entire day installing the system software. So by hopefully Tuesday afternoon, everything will be back up and a clean system software, and it'll be running smoothly. So that's what I'm going to do. Something else I wanted to talk about was parking lots and inconsiderate assholes who park next to you. Now, a little background information, I guess, tell you why I'm talking about this. This morning when I went to get into my car, I noticed there was a big ding on the passenger door of the driver's side of the car. Now, I don't know, at first I thought, did this happen where I parked, last night? But I always park in a spot where there's nobody, at least on one side of me. And I park all the way to the edge so that there's a big chunk of space between me and the car next to me, so that when they do open their door, it doesn't even come close to my car. I've had this car for 3 years and 2 months. It's in very good shape. There's no dents, no accidents, nothing, and I want to keep it that way. So I always park in places where I'm, not going to get dinged. Well, I think it happened at work. I park in the same spot at work every day, and the same thing. I park so that, nobody's on one side of me, and on the other side there's at least 3 to 4 feet between me and the car next to me, so that their door doesn't hit my car or my car door. Well, the lady who usually parks next to me wasn't there yesterday, so the spot was wide open. And I think I saw at one point out the window that there was some kind of maintenance truck or something parked in my spot, or in the spot next to me. And I think they're the ones who dinged my door. And I'm not talking like a little ding. This is probably a good 3 inches. It scraped the paint and actually left a dent. Well, not a huge dent. Just that's why I call it a ding, because it's not a huge dent. But it's, it dinged it, and it pissed me off. Well, it pissed me off more that I didn't notice it when I first got in the car yesterday to come home from work. I didn't notice it until this morning, and that pissed me off. I'm like, God, why didn't I see that when I got in the car? Usually I'm in just in such a hurry to come home because I just want to be home that I didn't even look at the car door or see it. So, but why are people so fucking inconsiderate? Surely whoever parked next to me realized that they hit my door. Couldn't they leave a note or something? It just it And be careful getting out of your damn cars. It pissed me off. Because I'm always very careful when I get out of my car. And I know the world is full of inconsiderate assholes who will ding your door and not tell you and drive away, which obviously is what's happened in this case. But it's just like, why in the world do we have people like this who are so fucking inconsiderate? I know that none of my listeners are inconsiderate. If you dinged someone's door by accident, even if it was an accident, which I'm sure this was, I would say something. But at the same time, I'm also very careful getting out of my car door, and I wouldn't ding someone else's door. Usually because I don't want to leave a mark on my door. So anyway, I'm very careful, and it's really pissing me off. I don't think that the ding is big enough to get fixed, but some people at work today told me that there's this company that will come out, and for $100, they'll pull the ding out and fix it. But I don't know if it's worth going through that. You know, I keep talking about buying a new car, maybe getting a new car this summer, but I just, I don't think the funds will allow me to get a new car this summer. So I probably will just have to live with this ding in the door for a while, unless I do break down and get it fixed. But it's not that big, and I shouldn't worry about it, but I guess I'm just more pissed off about inconsiderate people who will ding your door and not tell you about it. That's what pisses me off. So, enough about that. What else was I going to talk about? Now, see, I got all pissed off about the ding in the door, and I can't remember what I was going to talk about. Oh, well. I did notice that, or at least I saw on the news, that the Fed raised the interest rates again for the 8th time. Now, normally I wouldn't be, I'm not that concerned about it because hopefully it will keep inflation in check, but you think about all the people who have massive credit card debt or who are going to get a car loan or anything like that when all those rates are going to go up. They said, I think, that the average credit card interest rate is going to go up to 16%. Now, that's the average. I don't have to worry about that because I have a credit card rate that's 4.9%. So I don't, and it says it's for life, but, they could probably change that. So I don't know. And now, what was I going to talk about? I can't remember. Oh, I know. I saw on Fausto's Feast of Fools that he watched the Rosie O'Donnell show, Riding on the Bus with My Sister. I didn't see the show, but they did a big review of it, and they played clips from it, and it sounds sad, actually. Granted, I think it is sad, but, I think Rosie O'Donnell's acting in it sounds sad. I did tape it, but I haven't seen it yet. I do plan to see it. Not that I'm going to give a review of the show here or anything, but I may mention it in the future, but Fausto, he just went on about it, and I loved his clips that he had. Oh, excuse me, I just burped, forgive me. I loved the clips that he had on there, because it was all audio, of course, and it sounds like Rosie is hilarious. Actually, she sounds pretty much like herself. But, so anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing that show. I have it on tape, and I'll watch it. Now, speaking of television, tonight is another episode of Amazing Race. And I think we're down to three couples now. I know I mentioned this last week, but I can't remember. So, of course, I'll be taping that and watching that. Maybe I'll talk about that on Thursday. Well, I guess that's it for now. I will close the show here. I would like to remind you to call the voicemail 1-206-600-4763. And leave me a voicemail message, and I will incorporate it into my podcast. Now, if you forget that number, I'm going to put it on the website as well as my Skype number, my Skype name. And then you can reach it there. Of course, you can always email me and leave comments on the blog, and I love all that. And I appreciate all the comments that have been left lately. I should check out my website and see who's been leaving comments. Let's see, if I go to my website, the last podcast on Sunday, I got, I got a listener from Indiana, And of course, some of my regulars, John and Peter and Beth, they're all great about supporting my podcast, and I appreciate it, you guys. Keep it coming. And of course, Homer, my good buddy, blogger buddy, he emails me and leaves comments and calls me on the phone. Ooh, did you hear that? Someone's racing their engine outside the window. And actually, I'm trying to, I have to get Homer to leave me a message because he's going to New York this weekend to join a bunch of bloggers. They're having a blogger gathering in New York, and of course, I won't be there, but there'll be a bunch of bloggers there. And Homer said he's going to call me from New York, probably a drunk dial, but I told him to leave me a message and I'll put it on the podcast. So anyway, I was wrapping this up. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's not as long as the one from before, but hopefully. Oh, my voicemail light's blinking. Let me just check to see who that is. Oh, no problem. I checked the caller ID. It's my friend Michael. I'll just call him back later. So anyway, this is the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Leave me a voicemail message, email, comments, and look for another podcast later this week, hopefully Thursday. Have a great week. Bye.